Louis II by J.M. Gardner, narrated by Stuart Walker. Louis II, 846 to 879, King of France, called Le Bègue or the Stammerer, was a son of Charles II the Bald, Roman Emperor and King of the West Franks, and was born on the 1st of November 846. After the death of his elder brother Charles in 866, he became King of Aquitaine, and in October 877, he succeeded his father as King of the West Franks, but not as Emperor. Having made extensive concessions to the nobles, both clerical and lay, he was crowned King by Hincmar, Archbishop of Reims, on the 8th of December following, and in September 878, he took advantage of the presence of Pope John VIII at the Council of Troyes to be consecrated afresh. After a feeble and ineffectual reign of 18 months, Louis died at Compiègne on the 10th or 11th of April 879. The king is described as a simple and gentle man, a lover of peace, justice, and religion. By his first wife, Osgaard, a Burgundian princess, he had two sons, his successors, Louis III and Carloman. By his second wife, Adelaide, he had a posthumous son, Charles the Simple, who also became King of France. The Emperor Louis I is counted as Louis I King of France. Louis III by J.M. Gardner, narrated by Stuart Walker. Louis III, around 863 to 882, King of France, was a son of Louis II, and with his brother Carloman, succeeded his father as king in April 879. A strong party, however, cast some doubts upon the legitimacy of the young princes, as the marriage of their parents had not been recognized by the Emperor Charles the Bald. Consequently, it was proposed to offer the crown to the East Frankish ruler Louis, a son of Louis the German. But this plan came to nothing, and in September 879, the brothers were crowned at Ferrières by Ansegisus, Archbishop of Sens. A few months later, they divided their kingdom, Louis receiving the part of France north of the Loire River. They acted together against the Northmen, over whom in August 881 they gained a memorable victory. They also turned against Bozo, who had been set up as king in Burgundy and Provence. On the 5th of August 882, Louis died at Saint-Denis. He left no sons, and Carloman became sole king. Louis IV by J.M. Gardner, narrated by Stuart Walker.